Now let's turn to the one candidate who is here joining us from House District 26. It's Lindsay Holmes. And how many terms have you served now as in the legislature?
I'm just wrapping up my second term, Michael.
Okay. And when you return to Juneau this year, what's going to be at the top of your list?
Well, there are a number of things on my list, and it's interesting because a lot of times we talk about the big bills, the big oil and gas bills, but a lot of what we do down there is smaller incremental change to help people out. I have a number of things I'm working on. One of them is actually a bill I started working on a year or two ago that would allow people who have living wills, who have ideas as to what they want done if they're incapacitated, it would allow them to actually register those with the states, and it would allow all of the hospitals in the state to have online access. So if you're brought into a hospital after an accident, people would know who to contact, and they would know who is authorized to make decisions for you.
Okay. Taking a broader picture here, then this is something the legislature can't do anything about, the Gulf oil blowout.
Yes.
But the legislature can learn lessons. What lesson do you think Alaskans specifically can learn from the Gulf oil blowout?
I think the lesson that Alaskans need to learn from the Gulf spill is that we need to put safety first. We are an oil and gas state. Anywhere from 85 to 90% of our state economy is around the oil and gas fields. And so that's going to continue to be the case for a long time. But we need to make sure that the development is done in a safe manner. And we need to make sure that there are contingencies in place if and when spills occur. We had the Exxon Valdez in our own backyard, so we know what can happen. So I think just being prepared and working with all of the scientists and the engineers to make sure that it's done in a safe manner is critical, whether you're dealing with onshore or offshore.
We've heard a lot of criticism of the AGEA process. Some people are running for governor against it. What's your view of AGEA and how it's working?
I voted for AGEA when it first passed, and I continue to think that it has moved the ball forward. I continue to support the process. We are in a very lucky position right now. We have two competing projects working on building a natural gas pipeline. In the current economy, the worldwide economy that we're in, combined with the relatively low gas prices right now, I think that without AGEA, we wouldn't have anybody moving forward. And I think AGEA has spurred a lot of activity, both from the TransCanada Exxon Group and the Denali Project. And
is there a bullet line in our future, a bullet gas line from the North Slope to South Central?
I like the idea of a bullet line. The problem is I haven't been able to see anybody show me numbers that make it pencil out. It would provide incredibly expensive gas, and I think would also partially, if not fully, derail the efforts for a big pipeline. What I'd really like to do to see is a big line coming down with spurs off to Anchorage and Fairbanks and other areas where it's feasible to build them.
We hear plenty of talk about government stimulating the economy. What can the government do to stimulate the economy?
Government can do a lot of things to stimulate the economy. Government can set the rules of the game to encourage investment. The government can do all sorts of things. You've got to have the right incentives in place. We've done some interesting things. Senator Ellis, a couple of years ago, passed a bill giving tax credits for the movie industry, and now we have Drew Barrymore in the state. She's up there filming with the whales, and we've got the Kate Shugak series that's going to be filming, and we've got Evergreen Industries. So there are a lot of things that the government can do.
And citizens from all walks of life are becoming part-time actors.
Oh, I know. I'm getting calls from all over from my friends saying, hey, how do I get a part? I want to be on TV. I say, yeah, join the club.
Okay, there's no shortage of actors, but there could be a shortage of natural gas in South Central Alaska,
yes.
And particularly a shortage at the price that Alaskans down here might like to pay.
Exactly.
What can be done?
Well, last session we actually passed a series of bills to encourage more exploration in Cook Inlet, bills that would give incentives to create storage, to regulate the supply of gas throughout the year. There was also a bill that we called the Stampede Bill that will basically pay back for people who will bring new rigs into Cook Inlet.
We have about 30 seconds, and then we'll go to your closing statement. I know you're a young legislator and you've only been in a couple terms, but have you given any thought to the question, just how long should a legislator serve?
You know, I think there is a timeline. I think it depends on the individual case, but I think the state has done pretty well without term limits. In my class 4 years ago, we had 11 new representatives out of 40. About half the House has turned over in the 4 years I've been in. We have only a couple of people who've been in there over 10 years. So I think the House has done pretty well at regulating that.
Okay. Now let's turn to your closing statement, Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Michael. I want to thank you, and I want to thank KAKM, and I want to thank all of you who are watching at home tonight. I appreciate you tuning in. As many of you know, I am a lifelong Alaskan. I was born and raised in West Anchorage. I've worked really hard these past 4 years to earn your trust and to earn your support, and I hope I've accomplished that. Representing my neighborhood and our neighborhood in Juneau has been one of the most tremendous privileges of my life. I'm running for re-election because I love Alaska and because I love our community. We've accomplished a lot in the last 4 years, but there's a lot left to go. There are a number of things that we all want to accomplish in Juneau, but my basic goals are pretty straightforward. I want our children to have the same opportunities that I had as a kid, to grow up safe, to have excellent education, and to have jobs waiting for them when they get out of school. Alaska has always been a land of opportunity, and together we can ensure it continues to be that way. Thank you very much. I would very much appreciate your vote on Election Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay Holmes.